baby.
Hi, baby.
Good evening. How are you doing, my love? I'm still somewhat sick. Oh, I missed you too, baby. And it feels so good to finally be able to talk to you again. You have no idea how happy I am to finally hear your voice again after a very long week. Well, a week is a really long time, you know. When you go from talking to someone every day and night to not talking for a few days, that feels like an eternity, honestly. Oh, yeah, I'm doing okay. Thanks for asking, baby. I like it when you're worried about me, because it shows that you care about me, and it makes me very happy. But enough about me. How was your day? Yeah. Well, that's good to hear. Then what happened? Oh. Oh, really? How did that make you feel? Well, at least you got it over and done with, so you don't have to worry about it again for a while. Excuse me. Sorry about that. My day was all right. Nothing special. Well, it wasn't that great. I had to wake up really early this morning, and I could barely open my eyes. I was so tired. My head hurt, and I was still somewhat nauseous. Maybe I could barely get out of bed, gather all my energy to turn around and grab my phone. I emailed my boss, asking if I could take the day off, because, you know, I'm pretty much a corpse at this point. And not even like 2 minutes later, I got a reply saying that it was one of those days where I couldn't be absent, like, why do bad things keep happening to me? So with all that energy that I had, or rather, what was left anyway, I rolled off the bed. Why did you chuckle? I actually did, and it hurt. I'm so mean of you. You're laughing when I'm in pain. I was in so much pain. You have no idea. Hey, you don't see me making fun of you when you're sick. I take care of you. I know you were just joking. Oh. Yeah, sure you were joking now. But see if you can still laugh when I don't answer your call next time. Yeah, not so funny now, is it? Anyway, where was I? Oh, right, this morning. So I dragged my lifeless body up and got ready for work. And I was so tired that I dozed off on the bus on my way to work. And I almost missed my stop. Oh, my belly. Oh, I barely got any work done today because I was so sick. Oh, my head was spinning like crazy. It was so bad. And I thought I saw you, and a sense of relief washed over me for a second, but then reality hit. And I realized that was probably just my head playing tricks on me. And I instantly wanted to cry. Right there in front of everyone, I wanted to cry. But don't worry. I didn't cry. I just really wanted to, but I held it in. Oh. And as if this day couldn't get any worse, it freaking rained when I left work and I didn't bring my umbrella. I left it on the bus. So I stood there, waiting at the bus stop, under the rain, all alone. And a couple stopped by and they looked so happy together, just like sharing an umbrella, walking through the rain, hand in hand with no care in the world, because they had each other. I don't know why, but seeing them like that made me envy them, and I hate that feeling. I hate that I felt that way just from seeing another couple happy, like... Seeing them made me miss the time we spent together. We are a happy couple just like them. We're just not together at the moment. And that exact moment made me realize just how much I miss you. I would trade anything, anything at all. I would have traded years of my life in that moment just to have you by my side. I just want to feel your warm embrace again. In that moment, I miss that feeling of you putting your arms around me, pulling me close, and just telling me that everything was going to be okay. Don't mind me, I miss you so much. I wish you could be here with me. So bad. I don't know why I'm acting like this. All I know is this has been a very long day. A very long week. Plus being sick and tired and... It's made everything a lot harder for some reason. My emotions... has made everything harder. I don't care anymore. I just want to let it all out. I can't keep holding this back anymore. I just don't know how much longer I can keep doing this long distance thing. After what I went through this week, not having you by my side when I came home from work definitely took a toll on my mental health. And I know that we can FaceTime and whatnot, but it doesn't feel the same. And I know that we sometimes schedule our days off so that we can be together. But still, that only lasts for a few days. And I need more than that. I know I can be clingy sometimes. I just miss you so much. And after what I've been through, I just really need you here. I need you by my side right now and not through a screen. I need to feel you here. Physically here. Our primary form of communications. Our texts and calls, and sometimes you just don't reply. And I know that you have your own life over there without me in it. It's not very considerate of me to expect you to text back right away, but sometimes you don't reply back for a few days, and it just makes it harder on me. I just don't know if I can keep doing this. But I do still love you. God, I love you. I just wish it was easier for us to meet regularly. I know I need to be less clingy. I just miss you so much. I just don't know what to do. I don't want to end things between us. And I don't know what to do when I need you really badly, when things get tough. If only you were here now. I miss you, baby. And I love you. I love you a lot. So much.